This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and we have a wonderful special guest lined up for you. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., so don't forget to tune in. Today, we're going to be discussing with one of America's leading health experts on women's health the issue of menopause and hormone replacement. And this is a huge topic. It is of major concern and really has become such a primary point of discussion for so many women because for so many years, it was just considered normal to give hormone replacement to every woman who started with menopausal symptoms. And then in 2001, there was a big study that came out called the Women's Health Initiative, which sort of shed light on some serious risk factors that were associated with hormone therapy. And then it became very out of favor to give women hormones for menopausal symptoms. And women were left with not many options. The options being offered today are often related to antidepressant therapy, which many women are hesitant to do. But there are other options out there, and there are ways to safely administer hormones in a way that helps to mitigate menopausal symptoms and minimize risk so that women who are going through this process of a major transition in life related to hormonal changes don't have to suffer all of the health benefits. And today, Dr. Michelle Seibel, one of America's leading health experts on women's health and menopause, addressing stress and weight control to menopause symptoms and beyond. He served on the Harvard Medical School faculty for 19 years and is a pioneer in many areas of women's health. He works with companies and organizations to bring exciting educational content to consumers. Visit his Gold Web Health Award-winning website, www.drseibel, that's Dr. D-O-C-T-O-R, S-E-I-B-E-L.com to sign up for his free monthly newsletter, free ebooks, and other great content. Dr. Seibel, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Well, thank you for the lovely introduction, and thank you for including me. It's really a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, this is such a great topic. So you're such an expert in this field and have helped so many women and educated so many practitioners and patients on this issue. I'd love for you to just start with, you know, what you like to educate people about when it comes to the basics of women and menopause and all of the things tied to it.
Well, let's start at the very beginning and just talk a little bit about menopause in general, because a lot of women believe that menopause is something that happens to old folks. And I want to begin by just giving a little bit of perspective about the timing of menopause. First of all, menopause happens 1 year after your last menstrual period. Now, in the United States, that's called natural menopause. And in the United States, that time for the mean age is about 51 years of age. So 51 is more or less when most women are going to go through menopause. That's the mean. But that doesn't imply then that that's when everybody goes through menopause, because about 1 in 10,000 women go through menopause before the age of 20. And 1 in 1,000 women goes through menopause before the age of 30. And 1 in 100 women goes through menopause before the age of 40. Mm. And 1 in 10 women goes through menopause at age 41, 2, 3, or 4. In other words, before age 45. Mm. So because the symptoms of menopause often begin as long as 10 years leading up to menopause, and that's called perimenopause, just like perimeter is the circle around an area, menopause is the time around menopause. That means that very commonly a woman in her early 30s could be going through symptoms of menopause, and so many women I see think that they're having all kinds of other problems when in fact they're having menopausal or perimenopausal symptoms. So you can see how the time frame is very different than what many women believe.
Sure. And I mean, that's a description for, you know, the definition of menopause is 1 year without any menses. Some of the symptoms around perimenopause are the most difficult to deal with. So women can be very symptomatic in regards to the shifts associated with their hormones and still be having regular cycles.
Well, yes, they can. As a matter of fact, there's a transition. There are phases of menopause, or perimenopause. There are stages that have been looked at, looking at thousands and thousands of women. And so if you were to ask, you know, what is the symptom at a particular age, you can't say it because, as I just explained to you, the transitional window, the time of menopause, is so vast that if you pick an age, women are going to be at different places.
Mm-hmm.
Some will be far away because some women don't go through menopause until age 60 at the outside. That's rare, but it happens. But some are going to be going through menopause at 40 or 30. So picking an age doesn't line things up. But if you picked the day of menopause and you put a stake in the ground there and you said, let's line all the symptoms, let's shift everything in so everything lines up going backwards or forwards from the day of menopause, then forgetting age, all the symptoms then begin to line up and become rather consistent for women. And while women's irregular periods is one of the common things that women do complain of, one of the more common, they don't really get far off until about 1 to 3 years before menopause. And by that window of time, you're starting to get cycles that are as much as 60 days apart or more. Before that time, they may be a little bit longer, they may be a little bit shorter, they may be the period lasts more often or lasts for a longer period of time or lighter periods. Things can change. And as a matter of fact, I have I can offer to your listeners a free ebook. It's called Changes During the Change, What to Expect and What to Do About It. And if they go to freemenopauseebook.com, they can get download a free ebook, and it'll tell them all these changes that I will begin to talk about in a moment.
Okay, that's a great resource. Thank you for mentioning that. Should we talk about maybe some of the symptoms associated with menopause or the more common ones? And then, of course, some of the lesser common ones, because that is always, you know, puzzling. People may be experiencing symptoms, and it's the last thing on their mind, and even sometimes on their doctor's minds, that it could be hormonal, when in fact, oftentimes it is.
Sure. And there are a lot of symptoms. And the good news is nobody gets them all, and almost everybody gets some of them. So don't be put off by the many things that can be a symptom. But the more common ones, some of the more common ones are the changes in your menstrual cycle, that becomes common. Another thing, if we kind of start at the top of the body and work down, it's not uncommon to get hair thinning. Brain fog is common. Mood swings are common. And women who are more susceptible to depression or anxiety may find themselves feeling a little bit out of sorts. There can be dry eyes. There can be changes in the skin. People begin to see those crow's nests, crow's feet, and different wrinkles because the bone and the cheeks and the fat and so forth is going through the same kinds of changes as the bone underneath the skin, the bones that are holding us up. And thyroid problems can come out. Breast changes because of the hormonal dynamics. Heart palpitations are very common. There can be some changes in facial hair that are hair on the chest, depending. For some women, there can be urinary symptoms, vaginal dryness, bone begins to thin, osteoporosis, and so forth. And as I mentioned in the free menopauseebook.com, a lot of these are spelled out and what you can do about them as well.
Yeah, and that's what the remainder of the show is certainly going to be focusing on, is looking at the strategies that we have access to that can help alleviate those symptoms. Because when you list them all, Dr. Seibel, it sounds pretty horrible, you know, and it sounds like, you know, it's men go through some changes, oftentimes not as dramatic as the changes that women experience. But there's certainly something that can be done. And there are some other lesser known ones that I see. You had mentioned a little bit about anxiety. I mean, I've seen women present with, you know, nothing but just panic attacks that seem to come out of nowhere. Yeah, which is oftentimes one people aren't looking for.
Well, panic attacks, and people, the thing is that anxiety goes up, and a lot of it is tied into sleep, because people have reduced sleep in menopause, because estrogen, one of the things it does, as you know, sleep is divided into these stages of sleep, and the last stage of sleep is called REM, or rapid eye movement sleep, and it's one of the parts where people dream, and it's some of the more restful time. It's the restorative time of sleep, and some people may think that there's these different stages of sleep, and then you wake up, but in fact, these cycles are repetitive. You get about 4 cycles through the night, depending on if you get enough sleep or you don't. Well, what happens is, as estrogen levels begin to fluctuate and diminish, the last leg of the stages, the REM sleep, gets kind of cut off, and so it's shorter.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's never as much restorative ability, so women find themselves having difficulty falling asleep. Mm-hmm. They may fall asleep and find themselves waking up. And then if they get a hot flash in the middle of the night, or they have to get up and go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, of course, that's disruptive. And they may be sleeping with somebody who's a restless sleeper or snoring or whatever, and now they're lighter sleepers and they're hearing all of that a lot more. So all of this ties in together. That can make a person, if they're chronically tired, of course, more anxious. And in addition, with the mood swings and so forth, anxiety can come up. And one of the things that I take care of a lot is with women who are transitioning through menopause and have underlying mental health issues. Perhaps they already have depression or OCD, or they have bipolar disease, or they have panic attacks, as you mentioned. Well, what happens is they may be well compensated, and they may be going along just fine in terms of their mental health. They may be taking some medications, be in therapy, you know, doing different kinds of alternative approaches that are helping them. And then they get into menopause with all this cyclic fluctuation, and it's back like when they were going through puberty.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, bam, they've got this just tremendous change in these emotions that are going, and somehow what's been working no longer works quite as well, and suddenly they find themselves a bit out of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a time where you need to coordinate care with your hormonal expert, your GYN person, the person who's helping you with your menopause, and your mental health person, because these are connected. Because if they become two separate silos and don't talk to each other, you'll find that one is not helping the other as much as they could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great point. Other ones that I see that are less talked about, but I've seen play out clinically, a lot of times musculoskeletal and physical pain and discomfort can sometimes present, in addition to reduced injury recovery. So I see women who have been active, maybe they're runners or dancers, and have always, you know, pushed their bodies, and they're finding that their injuries aren't healing as well or healing as easily. And with the right balancing of hormones, all of a sudden, you know, the PT that wasn't working starts to work, or their musculoskeletal system starts to perform in a way that they were more used to. Is that something that you would agree with also seeing at times, Dr. Seibel?
Well, there certainly are a likelihood, or more commonly, certain kinds of arthritis will set up at that time. Many of the autoimmune diseases will become manifest at that time, the things like fibromyalgia, or people who are susceptible to other kinds of autoimmune diseases. And, of course, some of this is in part controlled by nutrition, diet,
sure,
exercise, and so forth. But some of it has to do with the transition in hormones and the imbalance that happens. Because the way it happens normally is when a woman is going through her reproductive years, and assuming her cycles are regular, the dominant hormones are estrogen and progesterone. There are other hormones going on, but we'll focus on the two dominant ones. And these two hormones have a dance. They go together like paired figure skaters, and they create the perfect sequence of events to create a lining of the uterus that is ready to receive an egg that is released from the ovary. If it gets fertilized, it has a lining of the uterus that allows implantation to take place and for a baby to develop. If that doesn't happen within the 28 or 30 days of her typical cycle, what's going to happen is that cycle realizes it doesn't have a pregnancy, and just like an Etch-a-Sketch, those old toys, it just the outer one-third sheds as a menstrual cycle, and then the hormone balance starts off again in this perfectly paired sequence. Now, what ends up happening as one gets into the perimenopause window is these perfectly paired figure skaters forget where their partner is, mm-hmm. and they start to become dissociated from each other. And the next thing you know, one's falling down and getting up, and then the other one's falling down and getting up. And the next thing you know is just nothing but chaos happening.
Yep.
And the brain, which is used to responding to this perfectly tuned symphony of hormones, is now getting cacophony. It's just terrible noise. Mm-hmm. And the lining of the uterus is getting the same misinformation, and all of the body is responding in the same way, confused about this messaging, and it acts in a funny way. It's very unfamiliar and dissynchronized, and that's what ends up happening.
That's a great description, and certainly we know that the immune system and immune cells have a specific response to different hormones like estrogen and progesterone, so certainly fluctuations mm-hmm. can affect how our immune system functions. So we're going to have to take a quick break here, Dr. Seibel. When we come back, we can finish up discussing a little bit about menopause and some of the symptoms and the hormonal balance. Then really let's start getting into the bulk of the issue, which is what options do women have to safely address these symptoms, or if you basically safely address how to create better balance for their hormones as they move through this process of aging to alleviate the symptoms and keep their bodies healthy and vibrant. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be back right after these words.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA certified organic, non-GMO verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary. Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., so make sure to tune in. You can also listen to all of our previously recorded shows by going to the Village Green Archive. You can visit there at www.myvillagegreen.com, and on the right-hand side of the homepage, if you click on the microphone icon, it will take you to our archive show section. You can also find the show on iTunes at The Essentials of Healthy Living and download it as a podcast. Don't forget, the Village Green Spring Sale is going now through Sunday, April 18th. You can receive 30% off of all Pathway products and 25% off of top professional brands like Metagenics, Zymogen, and Thorne. You can also stop in at the Village Green on Fridays from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. No fasting is required, and get a blood draw to get a SpectraCell micronutrient testing panel, which will look at the functional nutritional status of a broad range of vitamins and nutrients to help you understand what nutrients you may be deficient in. It's $125 with any health insurance, so that's a great plan. Today we are talking with Dr. Seibel, who is one of America's leading health experts on women's health and menopause, addressing stress, weight control, to menopausal symptoms and beyond. He served on the Harvard Medical School faculty for 19 years and is a pioneer in many areas of women's health. You can learn more about him and have access to all sorts of great free information by visiting his award-winning website, www.drseibel, that's drseibel.com. You can also sign up for his free monthly newsletter, ebooks, and other great content. You also mentioned, Dr. Seibel, a resource that you have for women, the free menopause book, which they can find at, www.freemenopauseebook. Is that correct?
Yes, freemenopauseebook.com.
So, all right, Dr. Seibel, we wrapped up the last segment. We were discussing some of these different menopausal symptoms. We discussed anxiety, sleep problems. We discussed, of course, the vasomotor symptoms, which are the hot flashes, night sweats. What else would you like to discuss relating to menopause as a general topic before we get into the meat of the issue, which is the options that women have for treatment, which is really where I'm excited to share your expertise today?
Mm-hmm. Well, let me say that we haven't talked as much about the hot flashes, and I will just go on to say that while not everyone has them, certainly most women will have them. 75% of women are going to have hot flashes, and they can be anywhere from occasional small feelings of warmth that cause the face to turn perhaps a milder shade of red, and those can be a nuisance that are bothersome a little bit, but not really terribly bad. That can be also another extreme where women are having as many as a hot flash every hour, and it can be incredibly disruptive, and particularly for women who are in the workplace where they have to try and get up and do a presentation, or they're trying to face the public and so forth, and suddenly they have this overwhelming warmth that goes from their waist all the way up to their face, and the next thing they know they're bright red, and the next thing they know they're just sweating and drenched, and they have to just run out and change their blouse because they've wet it completely. So the range of these is quite great, and it is one of the most common reasons that women come in to see me or go to the doctor in general, because it's in front of everybody.
Sure, it's hard to hide.
It's a nuisance, you know.
Yep. And very uncomfortable. And also, that's what we call a night sweat as well, which, as we talked about in the last segment, can be incredibly disruptive for sleep. We already mm-hmm. talked about how estrogen affects the cycles of sleep. And if a hot flash or night sweat wakes a woman up, a lot of times she can't fall back asleep. And then it just perpetuates the cycle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's a real problem. But the good news is that it can be treated. And the other is a vaginal dryness. And this is a big problem for women because a lot of times the changing in hormones, the lack of sleep, all of that can lead to changes in appearance. The changes in appearance can lead to changes in self-esteem that causes a woman to feel potentially less attractive, particularly if things are changing in terms of her waistline or in terms of wrinkles on her face and she's tired anyway and doesn't feel well. And then add to that the further situation where the vaginal tissues are now starting to get drier, they're starting to feel less moist, they can't lubricate as well when she's trying to have intimacy, and then the whole thing seems to just turn in a negative way, and she's laying there thinking, I would rather be shopping than doing this. And what happens is that can lead to difficulties and challenges between a woman and her partner. And that further lowers her self-esteem. And then if she gets into a cycle of painful sex, then the husband may be actually afraid that he's hurting her. And so he might stay away thinking he's hurting her. And then she feels she's being rejected. And all of this cycles into a very complex situation. And it's hard for the couple. As a matter of fact, I have put together a whole 5-week course called Menopause Breakthrough. It's an online course that women can take, and it talks about all these things. And it's very important for women to realize there are solutions to all of these issues. These are common, normal things. They're not pleasant. They're not things that anybody wants to deal with. But the good news is that is a very treatable problem, and one that they can treat either with over-the-counter things initially and eventually hormonal treatment locally or by mouth can help them to restore that tissue pretty much back to what it was when she was 25.
Sure. So, and obviously, as you're alluding to, the best way to do that is by restoring hormone levels, because those areas of the body are very, very sensitive to the hormonal changes, and that's what creates the change. So let's talk about hormones, Dr. Seibel, because this is where there's a lot of debate. As we know, everybody was handed hormones out. Every menopausal woman was handed them for many, many years until the big scare around, 2000, 2001, when the Women's Health, or 2002, when the Women's Health Initiative was released, which talked about all of these increased risk factors, including heart disease and breast cancer and stroke associated with what was the traditional approach to hormone replacement, which was something called PremPro, which was the Premarin and Provera. And then since then, there's been a huge reluctance for people to prescribe hormones, and it's not done very regularly, and women are not given the tools that they were given before. So, if we're advocating here using hormones, how are we going to take an approach to replenishing and restoring hormone levels in women without creating that same degree of risk that this very, long study proved was there? So help us answer that question.
Okay. Well, it is a question that has a rather long answer, and I'll try to be as succinct as I can to make sense of it. And I will say that I will be having out early in April 2016, I'll have a book called The Estrogen Window that's coming out from Rodell that will summarize all this stuff and give a lot of information. But let me tell you that the early 2000s, Women's Health Initiative was not the first time estrogen has been in controversy. Estrogen came out about 1951. That's when it was first and really available. And doctors were giving it out in droves to women, and it was really like a panacea. It seemed to cure everything and all the symptoms, and it was a fountain of youth, and there was all kinds of excitement about it. As a matter of fact, there was a book called Estrogen Forever, and it was just everywhere. And what ended up happening is there was no concept of dosing or how to give it, how much to give, which way to give it, and so forth. And then in the 70s, it was found out that giving estrogen all by itself would actually cause the lining of the uterus to grow. But without the progesterone, the second hormone we talked about earlier as part of the dance partner, so that the lining would shed if there wasn't a pregnancy, there was an increased risk of uterine cancer. And all of a sudden, estrogen got a bad rep, and this was in the late 70s. And then what ended up happening is it was found out that if you added the progesterone to the estrogen and prevented the lining from building up without shedding or without unopposed growth, that in fact it stopped that uterine cancer from happening. And that's how there got to be PremPro, a combination of Premarin, a conjugated oral estrogen, combined with Provera, which is a synthetic progestin. And progestin is a chemical. It's like progesterone. Your body interprets it as progesterone, but it isn't progesterone. It's a chemical that the body perceives as progesterone. So PremPro was that combination. And so then everybody, as you said, was getting a PremPro. And then they did the Women's Health Initiative study, the WHI. And the belief was it was going to lower the risk of heart disease, it was going to lower the risk of breast cancer, it was going to lower the risk of dementia, it was going to help with all kinds of things. And then what ended up happening in the Women's Health Initiative study, when it finally came out, as a matter of fact, this study was requested. It was the government wanted this study to prove what was going on. And when the results came out, they found out in the first report that came out that estrogen actually increased the risk of breast cancer, it increased the risk of dementia, it increased the risk of other conditions that were a problem. Heart attacks were up. And other conditions. So this was a disaster. And all of these women that were taking it, probably well over 40% of the population, but at some point probably 65% of the population was taking estrogen, at least in part, threw away their estrogen. They just tossed it into the trash bin and forgot about it because they were just frightened to death and they were angry. And so, you know, the question is, how did this happen? How could this happen in this set of conditions? And the answer is, the study was very poorly done. And let me explain that to you, because it's very important. The women in that study that got PremPro were aged 60 to 79. The women in that study who did not get that, who got the placebo or got nothing, were age 50 to 59. So you can imagine that women who are 60 to 69 to 79 are going to have more breast cancer, more dementia, more heart attacks than women who are 50 to 59.
So they didn't match the age cohorts?
Not at all. And they did it for a very interesting reason. There were so many women on estrogen at the time, they couldn't find anybody in the right age group that wasn't on it.
Mm.
So they mismatched it and took older women who, just by virtue of being at a different age range, were more at risk and compared them to younger women. And let's look at the numbers exactly, because how many more women got breast cancer? Even in this study, the number of women who got breast cancer per 10,000 women. In other words, women get breast cancer whether or not they take estrogen or progesterone.
Sure.
They're going to get breast cancer because they have breasts. A few women are going to get it anyway. But the question is, how many more women in the group that got the medicine actually got breast cancer? And the number is 8 more women per 10,000. Now, 8 women per 10,000 is 0.8 women per 1,000 or 0.08 women per 100. So that's less than 0.1% more women got breast cancer, even in that study that completely threw the country into chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying that isn't important, but what I'm saying is if you look at the absolute numbers, it's very small. But this was a prevention study, and a prevention study by mandate must be able to show no harm. No harm. So when it showed some harm, the government pulled the study because it wasn't a prevention study.
Sure.
Now, of interest is there was a parallel number of women who were given not Prempro, but only Premarin, just the oral medication. And the reason they could is because those women had had a hysterectomy. Now, I mentioned before the purpose of the progestin or the progesterone is to add to the estrogen so that the lining of the uterus would shed and prevent any risk for uterine cancer. So the women who don't have a uterus don't have need of the progestin, the synthetic or the natural progesterone. They don't need it because they don't have a lining to protect. So that group of women only got Premarin only. And in that group of women, reported but not exploited in the media nearly so much in 2004 when it came out, they did not have this increase of breast cancer and heart disease and dementia. And in fact, what we ended up finding was that the women who were age 50 to 59 who got the estrogen only were actually at lower risk for breast cancer, dementia, and heart attack.
Right. Now the data starts making sense because that's what we thought giving hormones would actually do. So this is such an important topic. When we come back from the break, I want you to explain why that is and the mystery behind it, because it has a lot to do with the drugs and the way that you take hormones and the type of hormones that you take. And that makes all of the difference. So when we come back from the break, we're going to be picking up this conversation and talking about bioidentical hormones and how different types of hormones can create different profiles of safety and still alleviate symptoms. This is Dr. Kevin Pacero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be back right after these words.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and I'm here with Dr. Seibel, who is one of America's leading health experts on women's health and menopausal issues, addressing stress, weight control, and menopausal symptoms. He served on the Harvard Medical School faculty for 19 years and is a pioneer in many areas of women's health. He's on a tight schedule this morning, so I'm trying to get as much information out of him as possible. Dr. Seibel, thank you so much for being on the show with us. And please, listeners, know that you can learn more about Dr. Seibel, and he's got an amazing award-winning website with a ton of free articles, free ebooks, free information and resources that you should definitely look at. You can learn more by going to www.drseibel, that's D-O-C-T-O-R-S-E-I-B-E-L, .com. Dr. Seibel, in the last segment, we were leaving off with this incredible little nugget that you left us with, that the estrogen-only arm of the Women's Health Initiative actually showed prevention. So is which alludes to this idea that progesterone that they were giving with the estrogen, that combination was the one that was problematic. So is progesterone bad?
Well, let me say again, that just to clarify, that in that study, the hormone that was given with Premarin, which is a conjugated estrogen, and a conjugated estrogen, just so you know, is a group of estrogens. In other words, Premarin probably has maybe 250, 300 estrogens in it. So just like the recipe for Coca-Cola, nobody knows exactly what's in Premarin, but it's hundreds of estrogens in it. Combined, that's what conjugated means. And the other hormone that went with it was something called Provera, which is a synthetic progesterone, and those are termed progestins, meaning that they have a hormonal activity in the body like progesterone, but not progesterone per se. The body is confused enough to accept its progesterone-like actions, but it's not the same material. So I just want to make that clear because it'll become important in a moment. And I will say, too, that I have a magazine that I edit called My Menopause Magazine. And what I'd like to do for your listeners is to help them, is to offer them a free subscription to that. It's in the Apple newsstand. It's a digital magazine in the Apple newsstand on Google Play. And if they go to freemenopausehelp.com, I will give them a year subscription to that magazine. And I have ongoing articles all the time, and I think they will find it very, very useful. So I want to just mention that so
great,
I don't
thank you.
Run out of time.
Sure.
Now, the issue is that I believe, and many others believe, that the addition of Provera, but it's really medroxyprogesterone. The Provera is a brand name, and medroxyprogesterone is the generic name. The synthetic progestin appears to be the biggest culprit, as you alluded to in our discussion, Dr. Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
And the estrogen alone is by itself, given at the right time, assuming a woman doesn't have breast cancer and assuming she doesn't have some blood clot problem
sure.
that could set her up at risk, or some undiagnosed vaginal bleeding, or things that, you know, you have to get some individualization here. So I'm not saying everybody run out and take estrogen. I'm not saying that. But assuming you don't have a contraindication that's specific to you, in general, the Premarin are the bioidentical ones are probably more safe by themselves, at least relatively so, and may even lower risk. And let's take a moment and talk about bioidentical. What does that mean exactly? This is a confusing subject for people, and I'll just clarify that as best I can.
Please.
Now, bioidentical has been a name, a term. It's a marketing term. It is not a medical term. It is not a one that's recognized by the FDA. These are terms that, don't have medical impact. But it is a term that means that the estrogen is biologically identical to the major hormones that are made in the body. And in this case, most of the bioidentical estrogens are is estradiol. Now, I don't want to get too much into the science of it, but just say that there are three major estrogens. There are many others, but the three major ones are estrone, E-S-T-R-O-N-E, and you notice there's a one at the end, estradiol, which means there's a D-I meaning two, diol, or estriol. And you can see there's a pattern here. And those have to do with the estrogen molecule and how many OH groups, hydroxyl groups, are on it, one, two, or three. And estrone is primarily a hormone that's made in the body in the fat tissues. Your body metabolizes it. It's much weaker. It's about a thousandth as strong. But it's so prevalent that it has some impact. Estradiol is the one that's primarily made by the ovaries and is the most biologically active, and estriol is primarily a hormone made in the time frame of pregnancy and usually isn't around at other times. So estradiol is what most of the bioidenticals are, although the others are available if you wanted to get them. Now, the issue is, are they better or are they worse? Are they safer or are they not?
Mm-hmm.
And this is a confusing point. I can offer you my point of view, and I will tell you that people vary on opinions. I'm going to preface it with that. But there, in my estimation, are no studies that absolutely show bioidenticals are safer, although some people will believe strongly that they are. But here's the advantages to bioidentical. And number one is that they are measurable. In other words, if you get one of the conjugated estrogens and take it, and you want to know your estrogen level, it's hard to measure because you're getting hundreds of estrogens. And some of those hundreds of estrogens are converted to estradiol, and you can get a total estrogen level drawn. But estradiol is pretty consistent. You can get a blood level, and you know how it, you know what it is. Now, estradiol is available from multiple sources, and by that I mean you can get them in compounding pharmacies where they are put into the material that you're given, and the material is usually some kind of a gel or cream or something that goes on the skin because you need to get the estrogen into and through the skin and into the body. And that is one way. The other way is that in the traditional drugstore system, estradiol is also the same estrogen, the same bioidentical estrogen that is in most of the patches that are out there, some of the sprays that are out there, some of the vaginal rings, and so forth. So it can be found both in the compounding pharmacies are in the traditional pharmacy, so it's available. Now, the fact of the matter is that estradiol can be given and usually is given as a patch, spray, gel, or so forth, and it's not taken by mouth. It can be. There are definitely estradiols that can be taken by mouth, but most people are taking them not going through the mouth and through the digestive system, but rather through the skin. And the reason that that's important is because if you take something through your mouth, then you're going to be putting it into your digestive system, and that's going to affect the liver, and the liver is going to have digestive enzymes. It's going to throw out certain things, and that has a potential to create more blood clotting factors and things that potentially can increase the risk of blood clots or stroke. So by taking them through the skin, vagina, or any other route other than by mouth, there is a theoretical and somewhat proven benefit in lowering the risk of blood clots and stroke, which is one of the potential risks of estrogen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the other side of the coin, what has been found that if the oral medicine is given at lower dosages, like at the like for Premarin, 0.3 or 0.45 milligrams, the comparisons are pretty close in terms of risk. When people start getting to the 0.625 levels of Premarin, and now I don't want to pick on Premarin, but I'm trying to give a name that's known. In other words, at what has now become a higher dose, but at one point was considered low dose because we didn't know how much to give, then the risk of blood clots and stroke can go up. So a low dose is always the best. And whenever I offer estrogen to women, I always start at the lowest dose possible, because what I find, the biggest difference is between none and some.
Mm-hmm.
It's like kids. After you had one, I mean, the second one adds some chaos, but it's not quite as much as the first one had. So none and some, and then a little bit more, some more, can be titrated upwards. But you're going to find that many, many, many women are going to be helped dramatically, and maybe totally, by a little bit. So what I do is, you know, I talk to the woman, I'll say, you know, how much is this much helping you? And they'll say, wow, I'm just like, my hot flashes are so much better. I'm sleeping the night. They're not all gone, but it's so much better. I can deal with this. It's fine. I'm functional. I'm doing great. You know, and other symptoms that she's having also. So lowest dose, and that's how I would go about it. Let me stop and see, because I've taken this into a direction. I want to make sure I'm going where you want to go.
Sure, yeah. I think this is a great topic, and I think it's really important. We do have to take a quick break, so when we come back, we can wrap up this conversation. I know that you're very short on time, Dr. Seibel, this morning. So when we come back, we can wrap it up. You can bring home a few points, and we can give people the last talking points to help them understand what options they have for addressing menopausal symptoms. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be back right after this break.
Solgar number 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar number 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar number 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar number 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar number 7 says yes. Solgar number 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
If you have arthritis, everyday tasks can become a challenge. That's why more and more doctors are recommending Arthrobin, an all-natural medical food for the dietary management of osteoarthritis. It contains a combination of bioflavonoids, which work to reduce inflammation and joint deterioration, along with collagen peptides, which increase joint mobility, function, and repair. Arthrobin is not a drug and is virtually free of negative side effects. Look for Arthrobin by Designs for Health today, available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics multivitamins. That's right, certified organic. Made with the highest quality standards, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilardi from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilardi provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilardi is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. Today, we're wrapping up our conversation with one of America's leading experts on women's health and hormone replacement, Dr. Seibel. Thank you so much for being with us today. You can learn more about him and his work. He was a faculty professor at Harvard Medical School for 19 years and has been pioneering women's health issues for a very long time. His website is www.drseibel.com with a ton of free information. So I know we're ending sort of abruptly because we've spent so much time discussing these great topics. That website is a wonderful place to go to learn more about bioidentical hormones, menopause, and other resources for helping with the transition for both men and women through menopause and through andropause. So Dr. Seibel, we only have a few minutes left. What kind of points do we want to drive home for women? What are the take-home messages here regarding menopause and estrogen and hormone therapy?
Well, the main thing is that, well, first let me just say thank you for having me on and being able to share this information. And let me just jump in and just say the following. Estrogen, if taken at the right time, is a safe medication for women to do. And when I say safe, everything comes with some risk, but it does not increase risk and may, in fact, lower the risk. The most important thing for women to understand is that estrogen, if taken, should be taken closest to the time of menopause. Mm-hmm. But if you begin to be at age 60 or beyond, you really have to get individualized care. And that's, of course, important at all times. Estrogen taken early can lower the risk of breast cancer, dementia, and heart attack, and if taken later, increases those. And I outline this in my book that's coming out called The Estrogen Window, which will be coming out from Rodale Press, April 2016.
No, that's great. I had heard, you know, some research around about a five-year window from sort of last menstrual period is kind of the safest sort of window for using some of these bioidentical hormones. Have you found your research to support that generalization?
Well, as Mark Twain said, all generalizations are inaccurate, including this one. But I will say this about that, another one, that for women who take estrogen plus progesterone, that has not been yet shown to be as safe as estrogen only. Mm-hmm. And there are some tricks that I talk about that are available to lower the risk of that estrogen and progesterone together. But there, I think it's a five-year renewable option mm-hmm. that you have to talk about. And I think that's important. For women who go through early menopause before the age of 46, estrogen can help you greatly because the risk of dementia not taking estrogen increases by 70% in women who do not take estrogen and go through early menopause. Mm. This is very important for women to understand. And so I cover so many of these in my menopause magazine, and as I've offered before, if you go to freemenopausehelp.com, I would be happy to give you a year-free subscription to that. It's a digital magazine that's award-winning and lots of great information. The most important thing is to know your body, know your doctor, make sure he or she is very versed in what you're talking about. Go armed with your questions. Go in with the things you want to accomplish. Know what the symptoms are you're trying to treat so that they're addressed specifically. If you're a younger woman and you are having symptoms of brain fog, irregular periods, heart palpitations, or mood swings, they could be signs of early menopause or they could be signs of natural menopause.
Sure.
Talk about them and get it taken care of.
Dr. Seibel, thank you so much for being on with us today. It was really a great show. Again, you can learn more by going to www.drseibel.com. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Dr. Kevin Passero signing you out and wishing you all the best of health. Until next time, take care.
Did you know at Village Green, we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more. That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. At 6, I make his breakfast. Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. At 6, I make his breakfast. At 7, I shower. Every day I wake up
at 5. For those caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community to help us better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFMHD2 Manassas, WTLPFMHD2 Braddock Heights Frederick, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics.